Okay, boys, so today's daf is daf Tes Zayin. And we started a new sugi yesterday, towards the bottom of the Amud of Tes Vav Amud Beis. You recall that it said in our Mishnah that there were three. The Mishnah said the Shevet, and the Novi HaSheker, and the Kohen Gadol. When there is a Din Torah involving them, it has to be Shivim V'Echad, 71. And the Gemara said yesterday, what did the Shevet do wrong? What's the issue? What's going on with the Shevet that you need 71? So initially the Gemara thought that maybe we're talking about Shevet Shehudach. Hudach is from a Lashon Ir Hanidachas, that the Shevet is Gevon Fakrochim, or as they say today, OTD. But not just OTD. We're talking about the whole Shevet, unfortunately, started serving Avodah Zarah. And therefore they have a din like an irhani dachas, and therefore you have to have shivim v'yechad, because later on in our Mishnah we learned that to be danish irhani dachas, you have to have shivim v'yechad.
Why 71? Why not 70?
And the answer is
machlokas with Yehuda and the Kedah.
I'm sure you have something to say. So
well, I
have a fine comment.
I'd like to shave it.
Yeah. What was that again?
I'd like to shave it.
Would you like to shave it? Okay. Anyway, so bottom line is that in our Mishnah it said that those three require the whole Sanhedrin. Machloik is 70, 71. Good. Anyway, so the Gemara assumed initially, maybe we're talking about Shevet Shehudach, that they did avoid Zar. And therefore it's like Irni Dachas. And therefore you need 71. And the Gemara said, no, there's Konish Zayin. Because we have a Brisa, four lines from the bottom, that Ad Kama Oisin Irni Dachas. What is the minimum and maximum sizes of an Irni Dachas? Says Rabbi Yoishia Miyud V'ad Kuf. If you have a town or a city from 10 to 100 people, and unfortunately all became Oivdei Avodah Zarah, that's an Irni Dachas. Rabbi Yoishia said, you don't start with 10, you start with Kuf, 100, V'ad Ruboi Shel Shevet, until you reach the Roiv of the Shevet. That could be an Irni Dachas. Says Imara, but that wouldn't apply to our case. Because Rabbi Yonasan only spoke about Rubai, but our Mishnah is talking about Kulai according to this Pshat. Yeah. That being the case of the Gemara, we don't find anyone that deems a whole Shevet that goes in Chas V'Sholem sins with the way to Zara to have a din of that you have to have 71, it's an Irni Dachas. So therefore, that Pshat falls away. I only repeated that Pshat because we're going to reinvigorate and resuscitate it a little bit further on the Yomid. So, in the meantime, it's not because of Irni Dachas. So what means Shevet? Omer of Masna, Hocha, top of the Yomid, Hocha Menasi, Shevet, Chechota Askinan. Although the Mishnah uses the expression Shevet, we really mean the Nasi of the Shevet. And today we learned three or four of the Nasiim of the Shvatim, right? From day 8 through day 12. Four altogether, five altogether, yeah. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 5. So that's the Nasi of the Shevet we're talking about. If Chas V'Sholem, he sinned, then you have to have 71. Now, when we say sin, it doesn't mean that Chas V'Sholem, he did any type of small sin. What we're talking about is he did one of the Arba Misois Bezdin, where normally for an Arba Misois Bezdin, how many Diyanim do you need?
23.
Because he's a Nasi of the Shevet. He gets an upgrade, you have to have 71. Dr. Yomara, how do I know Taka, the Nasi of the Shevet, needs 71? Milu Amar Rav Adah Bar Hava. As we're going to have this Rav Adah Bar Hava on the bottom of the Amid, when we're going to talk about the Kohen Gadol. Because remember, we had there three. You have the Nasi of the Shevet, you have the Mishnah didn't say Nasi, it said Shevet, and then it says the Novi HaSheker, and then it says the Kohen Gadol have to have 71. How do I know Kohen Gadol needs 71? So Rav Adah Bar Masna says, because it says in the Pasuk, Kaladover HaGadol Yaviyu Eilecha. Of course, the Pasuk Pshat means either something which is a great matter in terms of the volume, perhaps we're talking about a $1 billion case, no small petty cash, or Kaladover HaGadol, like the Gemara said before, could also mean Kaladover HaKosha, something which is very complex and very complicated and very difficult to understand and to pass. It could be that pshat too. However, Rav Adah Bar Hava says Kadovar Gadol means Dvorav Shel Gadol. What means Dvorav Shel Gadol? Means a matter that involves the Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara, since the word Gadol doesn't mean solely Kohen Gadol, it means a great Gadol. Hainami Gadol Hu. So the Nasi of a Shevet is also deemed to be a Gadol in the same type of category together with the Kohen Gadol. So just like Rav Adah Bar Hava said the godel in the pasuk of Dovra godel means kohen godel. So similarly, Dovra godel means the nasi, and both of them require Yaviu Eilecha. Who's Eilecha? That means Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, we already had a couple of times. He is considered to be like the entire Sanhedrin. So that was a very nice pshat. When it says Shevet in Mishnah means Nosi Hashevet. Ula Amar Rav Lazer, the Boyin al Iski Nachlois. We're talking about a situation where today there happens to be a skirmish between Shevet Don and Shevet Naphtali, or Shevet Yehud and Shevet Binyamin, or whatever that happened to be bordering on one another, and the exact boundaries were washed away because of a terrible storm, a terrible hurricane, whatever, and therefore each one says, no, no, you're on my property, you're on my land, give me back my 3 amis, my 10 amis, my 20 amis. So there's an asik about where the border of a particular shevet begins and ends. Oh, then you have to have the 71. And the Gemara says, you know why 71? Ukitchilasa shel Eretz Yisrael. Just like at the times of Yeshua ben Nun, when they split up all of the Nachlois in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore ma chilos Hashem v'yechad avkan Hashem v'yechad. Just like that time, it was done under the aegis and auspices of the Sanhedrin. Nowadays too, if there is such a skirmish between the two parties, you have to have the Sanhedrin. Frank Dimura, 1 second. Once you're telling me it's chilasa, imat chilasa kalfi and urim v'tumim b'chol Yisrael. If you remember back in Perek Yesh Nochlin, back in Masechet Bava Basra, when we talked about the original Chalukas Aretz in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, they didn't just go and say, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, but they had a kalfi. Somebody had to go and pull out of the hat, literally, or at least the kli, which is called a kalfi. He had to pick out a lot. And there were two kalfis. One was for Shvatim, and one was for Nachlois. And in fact, that's what happened. He took out one, he had said, Naphtali, and the other one was Lamoshel, the Tzopfin, the Dorim, whatever, as well as the As Urim V'Tumim, and miraculously the Urim V'Tumim said exactly the same thing as the two lots that Chelik Naphtali gets in the Tzopfin, and so on and so forth. And B'chol Yisrael was in the presence and with the acquiescence, etc., of Klai Yisrael. So Avkan, you're going to go and tell me that if there's a skirmish today between Don and Naphtali as to who gets what, you're going to bring not only the Sanhedrin, but also Akalfi, Imeterum, Betum, B'chol Yisrael, Avadanish. So therefore, to go and say that Hilchis Nachlis today requires 71, because in the good old days, in times of Yeshua ben Nun, it required 71, that's a little difficult to understand, because once you're saying that, you should have to have not only the 71 Sanhedrin, but also all the others. So in fact, go and we'll defer this pshat, we'll go back to the Masa's pshat. The Rav Nasa says we're not talking about the Shevet itself, we're talking about the Nasi Hashem. Ravina Omar, L'olilam b'Shevet Shehudak. We're going to go back to the first pshat that before we had rejected. What was that? That the Shevet, unfortunately, the entire Shevet is doing Avodah Zarah. Hi, Urek Kasha, look. You asked us the Kasha, B'dina de Rabam Tainin Lay. Did you tell me that we're going to give them the din of the Rabbin? Meaning, like an Irni Dachas? We said that cannot be, because Rabbi Yishia said the Irni Dachas is maximum 100 people. Rabbi Yonis said maximum is Rubai Shul Shevet. And we're talking about Kol HaShevet. It's like Bazoi Frekta
of the Gemara. What's the difference between a Shevet that they're serving Avodah Zarah and an Irni Dachas? It's the same concept.
Both concept
one
is the same.
One is one location, and there can be many Shvatim there. Here it's Shevet. And even the Shevet is dispersed over a whole area.
So we don't do the tell all of them. We just do
one is Roven.
If it's dispersed all over a whole area, how could it be an Ir Nidachas?
It's not. It's a Shevet. It's Shevet. My point. It's not Ir Nidachas. It's a Shevet.
Shevet's doing the Avodah Zarah, so you wouldn't have the gather everything in the center, I guess, and burn it all, and etc. It would just be individuals, I guess.
Let's assume hypothetically that one entire Shevet occupied one entire city. Would they have the din of an Ir Nidachas? Said our Gemara, no, because Ir Nidachas is only if you have up to 100 or up to Raiv. If you have an entire Shevet in one place, then there's no din of Ir Nidachas. That being the case, Freit Gemara, what is the tzir that you're coming up with of a Shevet that you're being done with 71 because Ir Nidachas? There is no such possibility. Zok the Gemara, your kasha was, the din of the rabbim, dainin way. Are we going to go and give him the din of a rabbim, like an Ir Nidachas, that you have to have 71? Aye, according to Bioinus, and it's maximum loiv, and you're talking about kol. And the Gemara, the answer is yes. We are going to be done with the 71. Avagav the kalina be yogid, Beidina derabim dainin leif. See, Moira says something fascinating. That we're going to do kind of a yovia kosva shlishi vechriya beinem. What do we mean? When you have a yochid that chas v'sholom did avoid a zora, he gets a din of skilo. Mamoinam polat. It means nothing to do with his possessions. It's just that person. Did avoid a zora, you have to go and stone. What happens if you have an iri dachas? Then it's all besayef, which means all the inhabitants, unfortunately, that were oiv avoid a zora, they get the cherub, they get the third of the four arba misas, that they get cherub. And mamoinam ovat. You have to go and take kol shalola tikboi tepech rechoiva v'sarafta be'eish, and you have to go and burn all the possessions. Aha. And who decides whether or not this is an Iri Dachas or not? We have in our Mishnah, we didn't really get to it yet, that's going to be on the bottom of the Mishnah, but the Mishnah says, Ein oisin Irni Dachas el al pi bezen shoshim v'yachar. So the dinam of Irni Dachas, that is the oinish, which means that the fact that they all get sai, if they get the cheret, and you destroy all of the property, as well as who is the one that's going to make those judicial decisions? Oh, it's got to be Shem V'yachad. So the difference, therefore, between a regular person that does avoid Zara and the Irni Dachas, two major differences, putting aside the money. One difference is, here the Oynish is Skila, here the Oynish is Cherev or Sayev, and here, in the case of the Yochid, you need a Bezin of 23, Irni Dachas, you need a Bezin of 71. Says our Gemara, our case of the Shevet is down the middle, meaning that everybody in that Shevet, Chas V'Shalom, that we're done, Lemisa, because of Avodah Zarah, will get the Skila like a Yochid. But who's going to make the decision? The Bezin of 71, not the Bezin of 23. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Avad, Rabbi Yoishin, Rabbi Yoinitzin are correct, that to go and give it a din of Ir Nidachas, Legabi, which Oynish we get, that's the maximum, either 100 or Rubish will shave it. Once you get to the Gan to shave it, then you don't have the din of Sayef anymore. You go back to the individual skill at each one. However, who makes that decision? It's not a Bezin of 23. It's a Bezin of 71, like the Irni Dachas.
It's a mass trials.
Yeah, I guess so.
But you do the whole shave it by Rov, or it has to be 100%?
Here we're talking about Kola shave it. If it's a Rov shave it, then it's Irni Dachas, according to Bjornison. Our Mishnah is talking about Kola shave it, and therefore it says in our Gemara, in our Mishnah, you have to have the Bezin of 71, but you don't do the Cherev Saif, unfortunately, but you do the Skip. Are you giving the din of the rabbin just like an Irni Dachas 71? The Ktola, the form of Misa, is like the Yochid, which means that's the Skila, Rachman Atzlan. However, Beidina, the rabbin, the one that makes that decision is the Beidina, the rabbin, meaning the 71. Zok Timar, how do I know this? How do I know that for an Irni Dachas you need 71? Because it says in the Pasuk, by an individual that does avoid Azara. And then the Pasuk continues on, El She'orecha, and then the Pasuk finishes off, Uskaltem Bavonim Vamesu, Ish Oy Isha. That's the one that we go and take L'Shorecha. L'Shorecha means to the local Bezin. Local Bezin is not a Bezin of 3. Local Bezin of 23. Ish v'ish atamoitz L'Shorecha. The atamoitz kolo ir kul L'Shorecha. But if you're talking about the Gantz Ishtot, meaning by Ir Nidachas, then you don't take it to your Bezin of 23. Then you got to take it to the huge Bezin of 71 in Yerushalayim, inside Lishkas Agozis, inside the Beis HaMikdash. Ah, so that's a din by Ir Nidachas. Hochanamis will apply that same rule by Yonzoch, using the exact same drasha. Ish v'isha atamayt l'sharecha, you can be yoitza, so to speak, with a bezin of 23. That's individual. However, you have to kol ha-shevet, kol ha-shevet kul l'sharecha, to bring it to a bezin of 23? No. For that you have to go to a bezin of the 71. However, what will the misa be? That's taka different than the Ir Nidachas. Ir Nidachas, the misa will be kulam b'sayav. Here, each one of Chas V'Shalom will get skila. There is, by the way, another Gemara that says that the parish of Ir Nidachas, it never happened. It's only the Torah told us to be able to go and learn the halacha. And the Kishbar gave us that mitzvah.
But then somebody says, I sat on its ruins.
You're talking about another Gemara. The same Gemara says that, I think it was Rabbi Bachana, that never was, no, somebody else, there was never a, a Torah Meira, and it's Rabbi Chanu, somebody else, it says, but I was in the cemetery, I stood there next to the Matzev, and it says, Poit Nikbar, the famous Ben Torah Meira. But there's a Rabbeinu Bechaya about that, that it's not a stira, it's not a kasha, not a machloikis. The Ben Torah Meira means that there was so he was not, he didn't have the, all the rules and regulations set forth in the Torah that requires it, you know, to be Ben Torah Meira is not easy. You have to have the father and the mother, all the various rules and regulations. So there was taka never any biblical, so to speak, atoyudic Ben Torah Meira, but we've had shkutzim over the years, and that's what it's referring to.
But Ben Yonidach, I believe, also says Tel Olam.
Mm-hmm.
They also
pay. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But
they saw Tel Olam also.
There's no Tel Olam over here.
See, no, no, I'm saying they saw someone was walking by and saw Tel Olam.
Mm-hmm.
And how could that?
So you're talking about that Gemara.
That Gemara.
Okay, yeah. Very good. So he's telling tales out of school.
Oh,
about the tale
out of school.
Yeah.
Out of shul.
Right. Loyes Novi Hashaker. So we now have finished with Shevet, and we've remained with two Pshatim and Shevet. Either it means the Nasi Hashevet, or it means a Shevet that unfortunately Hudach did avoid the Zara. Now we go to the second category. Loyes Novi Hashaker. Novi Hashaker, also 71. Right, the one immediately, how do you know? What means hazoda hazoda? So we have the benefit of the Torah or Hasholein, Oisiois, Gimel and Dalet, or 3 and 4. 3 talks about Achanovi Asher Yozid. That's the lashon of hazoda. Novi Asher Yozid, Daber Dov Bishmi, Eisa Sholei Tzivisav Ledaber. What's the din by Novi Hashaker? Umeisa Novi Yahu. So it's a din of Yozid. And then we have the Yozid, which is referring to the Zokin Mamre. We already spoke about the Zokin Mamre. Zokin Mamre is a Dayan who refused to go and subjugate himself to the decisions of the other Dayanim. Eventually, we took him all the way up to Yerushalayim, to the Bezin of 71, and he continues to be defiant and says, no, I know better, you don't know what you're talking about. And if that's why he continues, unfortunately, he gets killed, he gets chanek.
So Dayan.
He's dying, yeah. So the Pasuk says, V'isha shiyase bizodoin. He does it intentionally with a zav viciousness. The vilti shemoya la koyin. Ho'im the shore shem the shem the kech. Oye la shoyfeit. Omei so isha hu v'yartar of Yisrael. So you have a zokin mamre. Sorry, Nachum?
Where is the gezer ha-shava here?
The gezer ha-shava is the word hazod ha-zod. Here it says, Achanovi ha-shi yozid. And then it's, V'isha shiyase bizodoin. That's why the Gemara doesn't say Yozid Yozid, because it doesn't say Yozid Yozid. It can't say Zodin Zodin, because it says Zodin. But Hazada, they both come from the same Shoresh. Here's Yozid, here's Bizodin. So now, when does a Zokin Mamre get classified as a Zokin Mamre? That Chas HaSholem, you have to go and give him Chanek. It's only if he goes against the will of the great Bezin, the Sanhedrin, in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, in the base of English. Ah, how do I know? Because it says in the Pasuk that he goes up to Vasisa Piyadovar Shekid Lechomna Mokim Ahu, to that Mokim Ahu, which means Ashiv Hashem, which is the Beis Hamikdash, and he is arguing with those Dayanim there in Mokim Ahu. That's when he goes and gets not kares and not curtains, but he gets chanek. Ah, so therefore says Yvan. So I'm learning from Zokin Mamre. Malala Mishim Yechad. He only gets the status of Zokin Mamre if he is Moreid. He rebels against 71. Afkan, here the Novi Hashaker. How does he get? Misa Afkan Mishim Miach. Freiti Mora Bo Hazoda Kiksiva Biktoluhu Dachsiva Uktolu Bi Esrut Losahu. If you notice, if you go through our Mishnah was quite an exhaustive Mishnah. Not only in terms of all the cases brought in the Mishnah, but just going through the whole Mishnah was kind of exhausting. Exactly. So, did we say anywhere in our Mishnah that a Zokin Mamre requires 71?
Yeah.
No. Zokin Mamre we didn't have listed in our Mishnah. We have Irni Dachas listed in the Mishnah. We have the Shevet, and we have the Nosi, and we have the Kohen Gadol, and we have the Novi Hashaker. We didn't mention Zokin Mamre. Because Zokin Mamre is, in fact, like anybody else that's getting Misa, he's getting Chanek, and you only need a Bezin of 23. That the Zokin Mamre needs 71 means to be over on the Aveira of being Moreid against the Sanhedrin, he has to go against the Sanhedrin of the 71. Not if some of them are in the base Pagi and some of them are back in the, still in the Sanhedrin. And Lishus HaGozes, exactly. So it's got to be everybody together, Lishus HaGozes, in the base of English, all 71. But then once he is defiant vis-a-vis that 71, then we give him a misa of 23. Then we don't give him based on a bezin of 71. So Frank Timor, if that's the case, you're learning hazodah, just like over there by the Zakin Mamre, it's with 23. Why don't you say by the Navi Asheker, it's also 23? El Omer Shlokesh. Shlokesh says you have a good point. Put aside the hazodah for a moment, and rather let's learn a different gzeirah shava. Gomer dover mehamra osoy. What means dover mehamra osoy? So the previous limud that we had hazodah in the pasuk number 3 in our gemaras, it says at the end of the pasuk talks about achanovia sheyazid. It says at the end of the pasuk makes a noviyahu. So that's talking about misa. Pasuk number 4, Vu'isha she'asa bizodoy, hazodah, it says at the end of the pasuk, u'meisa yishahu. Oh, so if you're learning hazodah, and both psukim are talking about misa, so it's logical if you're learning from the din of Zakin Mamre, where it says hazodah, his misa is 23, so the same thing should be by the Navi Asheker, his misa should be 23. So where did you get 71? Says him, well, you're right. Don't learn hazodah, let's learn dover. That first pasuk again not only says Hashiyazid, says Achanovi Hashiyazid Ledaber Dovar Bishmi. Dovar Bishmi. What does it say in pasuk number 5? V'asis al piha Dovar Asher Yagidu Lechom in Amokim Mahu Hashivcha Hashem V'shamart Lasik Chol Asher Yerucha. Oh, that pasuk, the al Dovar Asher Yagidu Lechom in Amokim Mahu. What's Min Amokim Mahu? Min Amokim Mahu doesn't mean from the Kisei HaKavod in Shemayim. It's so my minamokam who the lishkas and causes the Beis Hamikdash. Asher Yivchar Hashem, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Bocher, chooses to be the Beis Hamikdash Tehilamata for the Mokam Hashchina, etc. Ah, so that minamokam who is talking about the 71. So now that I'm learning Dover, the Misa that I'm going to inflict on the Novi Hasheker, I learn Dover, the Dabe Dover Bishmi, from the other pasuk which it says, with that pasuk is talking about 71. We're not talking about misa over there. We're talking about that he's mamri, that he's morayed against minamokamahu, those dayanim, the 71. Oh, so therefore, just like over there, it's talking about 71. Here also, we're talking about 71. Frank tomorrow, once we're doing that, v'lehedezokin mamri v'ligmar hazodah minovi asheker. Why don't we now do a double gzeirah shavah? Dover, I'm sorry?
Two-way street.
Two-way street. By Dover, we're going to learn that what? That the Novi Asheker, he gets 71. Has to be a better than 71. Why? Because just like by the Zakin Mamre, when he was Morei, it has to be Morei against 71. So the Misa by the Novi Asheker is 71. Ah, now let's use Azada to go and learn now in reverse. And that is, since by the Novi Asheker, we said you have to have Misa with 71, maybe the Zakin Mamre also requires 71. We don't find that anywhere, not in our Mishnah, not anywhere else. Everything Gemara dover gomer hazad like gomer has dover. He does learn that gzeirah shava, but he doesn't learn the gzeirah shava hazad. Why doesn't he learn that other gzeirah shava? Zog to Rashi, because when we're talking about gzeirah shavas, ain adam don gzeirah shava me'atzmai elim kibel me rabbi halacha lemoish mi Sinai, and so therefore, that dover, he heard, and he was makabel b'mesayda from his rabbi, and his rabbi from his rabbi, and his rabbi, his rabbi, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes, there is that gzeir shava dover. Gzeir shava hazodah. I never heard it from my rabbi. You learned it from your rabbi. That's your problem. But I never heard it from mine. And therefore, says our Mishnah, that's why we don't reverse it back and say 71 by the Zakin Mam. And now we have the third in the three category, V'lias Koyin Godel, which we already mentioned before. And now the Gemara repeats again, Ravada Barahava Mino and Emilia, how do we know by Koyin Godel? Again, it doesn't mean that if a Koyin Godel has a financial matter where there's a dispute between the Koyin Godel and somebody else, so I owe you $5, I don't owe you $5. We're talking about one of the Mises Bezin, that normally that you would be required to have 23. Koyin Godel gets an upgrade, he gets 71. Minu ani midem rabad abar hava, diyom akras is the pasuk of a dobra ha-godel yaviyu e-lecha, devarav shel godel, the matters that affect a Koyin Godel. Pray to more meisrei, and therefore it's not only the Koyin Godel, but it's the nasi ha-shevet, like we said before. So to more meisrei, dobra godel, dobra kosher, the Brisa says, you know what the definition of dobra godel? Nothing to do with nasi, nothing to do with Koyin Godel. Godel over here means a very complex complicated matter. It's a dover akasha. Shvetz vashtein. I listened to the both litigants, to both parties, to the malga, to the loyve, to the moicher, to the lekeach. Each one has solid points. Each one has good evidence, and I really don't know what to do over here. And there's a machlokes between the Chasam Sofer and the Kiva Eiger and the Yehuda Osad and the Yehuda and the Moshe Feinstein. All that. I'm just going nuts. What am I supposed to do? Oh, kol hadover hagadol yivir alecha. Bring it to Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm in Rish. I'm going to go and take care of that dover hagadol. So that's what's the definition of gadol? Says the Brisa, dover hakasha. Maybe it means takakoyim gadol and nasi, like we were saying until now. Shortly thereafter, in that same parsha, parshas Yisroel, it says, "Kol ha'dover ha'kasha yevian al Moshe." Ha'dover ha'kasha amur. Since I see that later on, a few psukim later, it says "dover ha'kasha." So presumably, when it says "dover ha'gadol," it also means "dover ha'kasha" and not "koyin gadol." And therefore, we have a question of Adi Barahava. Adi Barahava says, "What's the source that Kohen Gadol requires a bezin of 71, because it's called Dabra Gadol, Dvarim Shel Gadol." You're wrong. The Brisa says that Dabra Gadol means Dabra Kosher. And Vidig Marzuk Ravada Bar Habu, the Omar Ki Haitana. Guess what? There's another Brisa. And the other Brisa says, Taka, word for word, like Ravada Bar Habu, the Sanya. Dabra Gadol, Dvarim Shel Gadol, matters that involve the Kohen Gadol or the Nasi HaShevet, for that you need 71. Zokta Braisa, Atoim Dvarshal Godl, Oy Eni El Dovrakosha. Maybe it means Takap Sashver Shaila, it's a very difficult din Torah. Kishu Oymer Had Dovrakosha, Had Dovrakosha Omer. I have a second Pasik. That's a Pasik that Nimor quoted a moment ago. It's a Dovrakosha. So it raises Dovrakosha. So why did the Pasik have to repeat itself twice? Nochmul Dovrakosha, and Nochmul Dovrakosha. Muzach Zain, Hamani Makayim, Dovr Godl, it doesn't mean a Dovrakosha. Then I have the second Pasik. It means Dvarshal Godl. The second Brisa, it's word for word like Ravada Barahava, and it makes a lot of sense. It's very logical. Why would the Pasuk repeat itself twice? First, Dover HaGadol, which means Dover HaKosha, and then Dover HaKosha, which means Dover HaKosha. That in itself would be very kosha to understand. So the Gemara says, Vahitana Trei Kroi Lomali. So Taka, the first Tana, what does he do with the obvious question? Why are we repeating ourselves? The redundancy. Every Gemara, Chad Letzavobi Alma, Chad Lasia. If you look up the Psukim, in Parshas Yisroi, the first pasuk that we're saying is a Dover HaGadol. This is Yisroi speaking, and he says, "Vi'ata sechza mikol am anchichayil, etc." Sayyivotza, and you have to go make them sorry alavim, sorry chamishim, sorry asarais, like it says in the Torah. And if there's going to be a Dover HaGadol, Yivio Elacha, we're going to bring it to you, Moshe Rabbeinu. And then it says two psukim later that Moshe Rabbeinu listened very carefully to Yisroi's advice. Vayas Moshe Nitaka implemented it. And he made taka sorry atoris and sorry chamishim and all the rest. And then the pasuk says, "But dover hakasha, yivin al Moshe, that you're going to go and bring to Moshe Rabbeinu." So therefore, it's not a redundancy. The first psukim are talking about the plan, the proposal, and the second psukim are talking about the implementation. So that's why you have two psukim. So l'choyri is right then. So then it could be that taka both godel and kasha both mean kasha. It's takash kosher on the other mandiyam Ravada Barahava that says we're talking about the dvarv shel gadol, the idach and kim lichtoy vay gadol gadol a kosher kosher. If like you're saying, one is the tzava for the proposal and the other one is the asiya, the implementation, let them both use the same lashon, gadol gadol kosher kosher. My gadol, my kosher. Shema minotarti must come tell you that one is talking about takah dvarv kosher psashvira shayla, and the dvarv gadol is referring to the dvarv shel gadol, which would be the Kohen Gadol or the Nasi.
Well, where do you get the Tana Tzava Ba'am Machad Nasiya? I mean, well, every mitzvah we need the Tzava, and for it. We have the mitzvah. I mean,
it doesn't say that you have to have that. It's just explaining that this pasuk is not totally redundant, but rather, it's not just this pasuk. If you take out a Shmoyis Chumash, and you see in Parshas Yisroi, it says about five or six psukim where Yisroi bemoans what's going on, that everybody's sitting erev aboiker, that everybody's standing online for the whole day and the whole night. Moshe Rabbeinu, you never get any sleep, you never have a chance to spend time with your children, you don't get any nachas, you can't go to Washington to go for an Enikel's bris, you're busy the whole time with shailas and chumas, blah, 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 blah. This has got to stop. You have to go and start making, you have to go and find Anshichayil, Yirei Elikim, take them to be the Dayanim, and then we're going to go make different levels of Dayanim. We're going to have the circuit courts, and then we're going to have the district courts, and we're going to have the local courts, and then, Dover HaGadol, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu listens to it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu listens. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I agree. Moshe Rabbeinu implement. Says now in the pasuk, we ask Moshe like a Kodesh Baruch Hu said.
Okay, so what is the context of the historical?
Well, so Yisrael gets the credit, by the way, because otherwise you'd say, oh, there's a judicial structure of various levels. Moshe must have come up with it. You give credit to Yisrael. Yisrael is the one, even though Moshe might have come up with it eventually, Yisrael is the one who said, no, Moshe, you can't wait any longer. Do it now.
And in fact, the heavenly court.
Yeah. And in fact, that's why it's, Rashi says that Yisrael had seven names, and Rashi goes through each one of the names.
Well,
and says Yisrael, because the Yiter Parsha Achas V'Toyra, and that Parsha was the Parsha's Atasechsa, that he was the one that suggested to Moshe Rabbeinu to do all of this, and because Baruch Hu was masking, he said, yeah, good idea. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, Boy Reb Losser, Shoyroi Shokoyin Godol Bekama. Oh boy, this is a difficult Shaila. Holy cow. What happens over here? We know from the Gemara yesterday that we learned it says in the Pasuk, Ashor Yisokel, Vegamba Olav Yumas. So, just like by Balaam, Kemises Balaam, Kemises Ashor. What's the Dimamises Balaam? How many Tayonim do you need? 23. Mrs. Ashar, just like the Balaam, ultimately is 23, right? That was the Hekish, Shor Yisakel, Balaam Yumas. Now we're talking about a Shor Yisakel of Baalim who happened to be a Kohen Gadol. Since the Kohen Gadol requires 71, would you say that his Shor also needs 71? Or do you say, no, the Gambal of Yumas is talking generically, you're talking about Balaam generally throughout the world, and what a Balaam? Normally 23, it's a one Kohen Gadol in Klai Yisrael. But there are a million Balaam in Klai Yisrael, so just like all of them, Chas V'Sholem, they have a dinner of 23, so Shor Yisakel was a dinner of 23. That's the Moshe, it's a very,
well,
very,
you
very...
Well, it, make it 47.
This vegamba all of you must means you look at each shor and its balim. You have to have 71. We're talking balim throughout the world who are not koyin kihanim gedolim, and therefore shor Yisakel only needs 23. Then guess what? The Gemara is not poishet the shah. The Gemara leaves it as an open issue. However, Omer Abaye is medayik. Since we're only talking about the Shor and about this Hekish, that is a Dover Poshet. If we're talking about the Mominus, we touched upon that a couple of minutes ago. Mominus means that if there is a dispute between the Kohen Gadol and anybody else in Klal Yisrael about a loan situation, or about a Pikadon, or about a Mechira, any type of financial matter, it's apparently that's a Dover Poshet to you that you do not need a Bezin of 71. In fact, you'd only need a Bezin of 3, like any other individual in Klal Yisrael. Since you're only asking about the Shor, say it's a host by any other financial matter, it's like anybody else. That's what Abaye said. Zoktimar, Pshita Abaye, I don't even understand what the Chiddush is. Yeah, Avada, that's the case. We're only talking about Chas V'Sholem, a din of Misa, then, set of 23, 71. But Dovah Mamre is Avada, you're right. Zoktimar, how to say Mahoyo Vikasa? Since the Pasuk says, Kol Hadover Hagodli of Yerelecha. So Godl, we talk and said, means the Kohen Godl. But it says, Kol Hadover Hagodli. I would think called Dvarav Shel Gadol, that even if he only had a loan situation where he claimed, I lent you $100, the other guy say $50, maybe you have to have a bezin, a panel of 70. What? Kamash Malon, no, it's not necessary. It's only the Arab Mises bezin, and nothing else requires the 71. Right. Now it says, right.
Well, we didn't determine the misa of the shore.
I told you that the more vibes with the Shailid Le Ifshitan. The more is not potentate. Imar should say Teiku, it should say Kasha, it should say Shaila. Imar doesn't give an answer. Abaye, however, takes from that a diuk that it's only Gabi Shor, which is a Shaila. Moment is double portion, it's only 3.
So.
Yeah. Zaykibetch. Continues on the Imar. Ein Moitzian. The Mishnah says, Ein Moitzian le Melchemes Horeshus, LLP, the Bezin of 71. What's the definition of Melchemes Horeshus? Rashi said in the Mishnah, other than the Mechemes of Yeshua ben Nun when he went into Eretz Yisrael, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, go and decimate your enemies in Eretz Yisrael and take over the land.
And also Mechemes Amalek too, right?
The Rashi does not mention Mechemes Amalek. You can look it up, the Rashi.
I believe you, but isn't there also Mechemes Mitzvah?
So the Rambam adds to that, number one, a case of a defensive war, like unfortunately we're still engaged in Eretz Yisrael. That's a Mechemes Mitzvah. Somebody else starts up with you. And number two, the Mechemes Amalek, which will be the Asad Lavi. Those are also. But Rashi Daf Beis only refers to the Yeshua Ben Nun. Anything else in Mechemes Rishus? I don't know that Rashi is arguing with the Rambam. I just think that that's what Rashi gives as the example, other than Yeshubina. Zokti Moravaita. How do I know from Mechemes or Rishus you need 71? Zokti Moravaita. If you look at the pasuk in its entirety, because we're going to darshan a lot of the words in that pasuk, it's the last one, number 7. This is referring to, in fact, the Mechemes of Yeshubina. But we're not talking about a Mechemes mitzvah, we're talking about Mechemes Rishus, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, and Moshe is saying to Yeshua ben Nun, you're going to have the assistance, if you will, of Elazar HaKoyim, Yamal, he's going to be the Koyim Gadol. B'shoah lo'i b'mishvah Urim l'fnei Hashem, when you have difficult shaylos, you'll ask the Urim b'tumim, al piv yetzu, al piv yavoyu, hu v'chol b'nei Yisrael, itoi v'chol hu eidem. Now, the Gemara assumes in the Havamina, that when it says al piv yetzu, al piv yavoyu, is referring to not that every day when he struts down the street, when he goes from his home to the parliament or whatever, that it hu v'chol b'nei Yisrael itay, but we're talking about al piv yetzu l'melchama, al piv yavoyu, they'll come, go out to melchama, and they'll return from melchama. Where? B'shal lo'i b'mishu l'urim, we're going to ask the urim b'tumim, and who? Him? V'chol b'nei Yisrael itay, v'chol lo eidah. So that's how the Gemara frames the Makar, that this pasuk is talking about Mechemes, it doesn't say, it's talking about Mechemes Rishus. Now, that means to go out to Melchama. How are they going to do it? They're going to do it with who? Chol B'nei Yisrael, B'chol U'edah. Now, what is the definition of these terms? So, Zokti Yimar, Omer Vavo, Omer Krol, Lefnei Elazar, Koy Yamoy, and then it says who, right, at the end, who B'chol B'nei Yisrael, who Zemelech. You can't go Mechemes Rishus without asking the advice and the blessing of the king. V'chol b'nei Yisrael itoy, ze Meshuach Melchama. He is the Koy Meshuach Melchama that represents Klai Yisrael, and he's the one that makes all those announcements, Mio Ish, etc. V'chol ha'edah, ze Sanhedrin. When it says chol ha'edah at the end of the pasuk, that means the Ziknei ha'edah, that means the Sanhedrin. Aha. Oh, so I see now from this pasuk, you're going to Mechemes Rishus, you have to ask the chol ha'edah, you have to ask the Sanhedrin. Frank Mara, who says that we're talking about a Melchemes Rishus situation? Maybe what this pasuk has come to tell you, we know this is an Urim Betumim that the Kohen Gadol wears. What happens if I, Yankel Smith, have a Shaila? Should I go and buy this piece of property or not? Should I lend $100 to my friend Beryl Jones or not? You know what? There's no Rebbe around to ask. I'm going to go and ask the Urim Betumim. And I'm going to make an appointment, Kohen Gadol, I'm going to ask Urim Betumim, should I buy this property, should I lend this money? No, no, no. Maybe that's what the pasuk is telling you. That only the great ones of the generation, that's the who, that's the Melech, or the Meshuach Melchama, or Kol Ha'edah, the Sanhedrin. Because that's what the pasuk is referring to. B'shal lo'i b'mishpatu Urim l'fnei Hashem. Who's going to ask the Urim Betumim? Who? That's the Melech. Chol B'nei Yisrael. The Meshuach Melchama, the Chol Ha'edah and the Sanhedrin have nothing to do with Melchemes Harishus. Ellis says, Yomara, you're right. From that pasuk directly, I don't have a raya. But I have a raya from that famous story that most children know. The Gemara brings in the Pesachta's Brachas at the very beginning. Elikihod, Yomar of Acha, Bar Bizna, Omar of Shimon Chasida. Kinar, how you told him in Lamali, and Tosin Shol David. David HaMelech, when he went to sleep at night, there was a kinar, like a harp or a lyre or whatever kinar is, which was suspended over his mita. Kimin shegia chatzos laila, when it would be 12 o'clock at night, it would be like an alarm clock, that ruach tzafoynis min hashev is boy, a northern wind, a northern draft would go and blow, v'yimenagin me'elav, and then the kinar would go and play on its own as a result of that draft, as a result of the wind. Miyad, immediately, hayadavid oyimed, he would first wash neglavasa, he would get up from his bed, v'oisik ba'toira, and he would learn toira ad she'olah amud hashachar. What's the makar? We'll see in another pasuk shortly. Kim Shalom and Shachar, when it came, Olam and Shachar, what happened now? Nichlasu Chachmi Yisrael, Etzle, the Chum would come to him. Omrloi, Adineinu HaMelech. The Melech, David HaMelech. Amchi Yisrael Tzrichim Parnasa. Klal Yisrael needs Parnasa, especially not just Klal Yisrael, but especially the Aniya. And they need money. Omlehen, Nulchuviz Parnas, Zemizat, Nulborch Hashem, Yelad Yidlach, everybody will go and do the Parnas.
Give stimulus.
Give stimulus payments. Yeah. So they said to him, David HaMelech, it's a wonderful idea. The koimitz that's required is not enough to go and satisfy an ari. Ari, of course, is a lion. A lion has a very, very big appetite. If you're going to go and give him a little crumb of bread, he's not going to be happy. And similarly, if you have a bar and you want to fill up the bar, so I have a good idea. I need to go and fill up the bar with sand. I'm going to dig to the bottom of the bar, pull up a lot of that sand, a lot of that dirt, and I'm going to go and put it back into the bar, and now it's going to be full. Come on. You're silly. It was empty until now. By going and carving out and digging from the sides of the bar, from the bottom of the bar, you're going to dig out all of that earth, and then you're going to put it back. You're just going to put it back the way it was before. But you're not going to fill it up. What does this mean? Of course, these are expressions. But expressions mean that Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, with all of our agriculture and all of the wealth and whatever we have, it's still not enough to satisfy the needs, in particular, says Rashi, of the aniyim shebetzeichem. The only way to satisfy them is if we go and bring in from outside assets. David HaMelech said, if that's the case, we're going to have a milchama against some of our enemies, and then we're going to take over other properties, and as a result, we'll have enough to go and feed all the
Chayim. It's cheaper.
Sorry?
Just buying.
Apparently, there wasn't enough money to go and buy the other properties. So not like New York, that they bought the whole New York for $12 or whatever it was, $14.
$24?
Not $24. Anyway, although it sounds like this happened every day of the year, presumably this didn't happen. That David HaMelech got up every day and learned Amud HaShachar, for sure. But after Amud HaShachar, presumably they discussed with him other political matters or other Torah matters or whatever it was. At least once this happened, Pishti Dechem Yidud, he said, if there's not enough money to go around to support the Aniyim, then we have to go to Melchemes Horishus. Okay, so once David HaMelech gives that advice, he's the who, he's the Melech. Now, Miyad Yoratzim Be'Achi Toifel, we go and ask Achi Toifel. V'nimlochem B'Sanhedrin, and then we ask the Sanhedrin, V'she'alim Be'urim B'Tum. So before we continue on, so you see from this story, from the times of David HaMelech, that when you have a Shaila about going out Ligdud to a Melchemes Horishus, you have to ask the Sanhedrin. Okay, so before we continue on, very given the Achi Toifel that we're going to ask, what are we going to ask Achi Toifel? So our Rashi is silent. However, if you have the Musaf, Moisef Rashi all the way in the bottom, it's by the very last line, the last two lines, Yoyetzim Be'achi Toifel, says Rashi, Eizah HaDerech Yelchu, which direction should we go? V'heich Yatzivu Matzav, where should we go and make our encampments? And Umashchis, V'tachsisei Marav Melchama, to go and discuss with him the various strategies that you need for a war, the tactics, the strategy, that's the Tachsisei Melchama. So Achi Toifel apparently was a very, very great, wise person. He was like a five-star general, and we asked him exactly, what do you recommend?
He was like a Navi Hashem, he was so wise.
Oh, very good. So that's why he asked Achi Toifel. But we didn't ask him over here for Pshat and the Toises. We asked him what was the best way to go and proceed with a Melchama. Once he gave us the blueprint, how we're supposed to go, then Melchama Sanhedrin, we asked the Sanhedrin, do you agree? And then we asked Urim B'Tumim for the blessing of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Zokti Yomara said, so that's the makar for our Mishnah, that Sanhedrin you have to have for Mechemes Rishus, you need the 71. Omer of Yosef Mikra, okay, the story is fascinating, but give me a pasuk. Oh, Chaba pasuk. Where is this pasuk? This pasuk is in Divrei Hayamim, and Shtei Tazoi. The Achri Achi Toifel, after he asked Achi Toifel, then they consulted with Ben Yehu Ben Yehoyada, and the Evyasar, Mesar Tzva Lemelech Yoyev. Okay. And now the Gemara explains, Achi Toifel Zei Yoyetz, we asked them the war tactics and strategy like we spoke about in the Amud Aleph. V'cheinu Oimer, V'atzas Achi Toifel Shi, Oh Yoyetz. So you see that they asked Achi Toifel. And then the next one was, Uvni Yoyeb Ben Yehoyada, that's the Sanhedrin. Why is Ben Yoyeb Ben Yehoyada the Sanhedrin? So it says the top Rashi, Shoyem Mufla Shem Bezen. He apparently was the Rosh Bezen, the Nasi Av Bezen of the Sanhedrin. So when we mention Ben Yoyeb, we don't mean him directly, we mean as a representative of the entire Sanhedrin. In other words, you have to ask the Sanhedrin. Now, what if it's Evyasar? Evyasar was apparently the Kohen Gadol,
yes,
and he wore the Urim Utum, El Urim Utum. How do I know? V'cheinu Oim, it says in the Pasuk, Yo Ben Yehoyada, Al HaKreisi V'Al HaPlesi. Now, if you just learn the Pasuk with the words that we just said now, you might think Ben Yo is also a Kohen Gadol, and he wears Kreisi U'Plesi. Kreisi U'Plesi, we'll see in the Gemara, means, the Gemara is going to say in a moment, that means the Urim Utum. But Rashi said, no, that's, we just said Ben Yo, he wears the title, the cap of Mufla Shebeves. It's Evyasar. So says Rashi, we take the two psukim together, just like in the first pasuk. It says Ben Yo Ben Yoyada, and immediately following that says Evyasar. Here too, the next pasuk says Ben Yo Ben Yoyada, immediately following that is the crazy place which is worn by Ev Yosef. So you first go and ask the Sanhedrin. Once you get the Sanhedrin that agrees and blesses it, I'm sorry, men. Then you have to go to the Kohen Gadol and ask the Urim Mitzvah. Great team. Okay, so bottom line is, we now have Mekodesh from Posik, which of course supports what happens in time of David HaMelech, and supports our Mishnah. You want to go out to such a Mechama, you have to go and consult with the Sanhedrin. Why does the Urim Batum get a new name? Crazy Uplaisi. Crazy Shekarsin Devrayim. What means Karsin Devrayim? Rashi says, third narrow line. Karsin Choitchen Devarim Bemunasim. In other words, clear cut, no doubts, no vagaries, no ambiguities. They are truthful words, faithful words that you can rely on because it's crystal clear. So that's the crazy. What's placey? Shemafloin Maaseim. To be able to go and determine from the Urim Vetumim what the psak is, it's mufla. How do you go and ask a domain? You look at a crazy place, he says, okay, Urim Vetumim, tell me what the answer is. And it all lights up particular stones and particular jewels. So that's mufla, I say, and it's really wondrous. Or like the new generation says today, amazing. It's amazing. Okay, so after now we have the blessing of the king, and we have the blessing of the Sanhedrin, and the blessing of the Urim Vetumim. And now that we've gotten the war strategy from Achitofel, the Akachsar, it's over the Melech Yoyim, now we go and talk to the generals that are going to lead the Oilim in battle, and that's how you plan and you prepare yourself for Mechamas Rishus. Amr Yitzchak Rei Ravad, the Amr Lev Yitzchak Baral Dimi, Maikro, how do I know that David HaMelech would wake up every morning at 12 o'clock from a kinar? Oh, Urakvoidi Uranevu Vekinar, or Ira Shachar. The Pasuk says that when that kinar was Ura, when, like his Oiri, when it would wake up, Ira Shachar says, David HaMelech about himself, that's when I got up and I started going and learning Torah. And the Pasuk continues on, not only Ira Shachar, but that I used to go and say at that time the praises of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I think I'm going to bring it, since you bring it over here. There's another Pasuk that right after Ira Shachar. Yeah, so he brings to a pasuk and tell him, Chatzos Laila Okum Lahoidis Lacha Al Divrei Tzidkecha, or something like that. Pasuk in Kuf Yates. Chatzos Laila Okum, David HaMelech got up in the middle of the night. Chatzos Laila Okum, Lahoidis Lacha, to go and praise Hashem and to learn his holy time. Okay, so now we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you want to be Moisif Alu Ir, the Alu Hazorois, you want to expand the boundaries of Yerushalayim, and or the Beis HaMikdash, you have to have the blessing of the Sanhedrin of the Shem V'Yachad. Fregi Mano and Emili, how do I know? Amar Simachia, Amar Kra. It says in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu by the Mishkan, Kechol Hasheni Marei Oisach. Eis, Marei Oisach, or Marei Oisach. Ve'eis Tavis HaMishkan, ve'eis Tavis Kol Keila, v'chein Tasu. So just like I'm showing you now, the Tavis HaMishkan, and the Kol Keila, v'chein Tasu, so shall you do. Shall you do could mean now at the times of the Mishkan, but the Gemara learns Shavachin Tasa means Ledoidei Savoy. Then in the future, when you make the Beis HaMikdash, there you're also going to go Kechol Asher Ani Mara Oischa. That doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu left the blueprints for future generations, because he didn't. But rather, what he's saying is, just like I am the one that instructing you and showing you what you need to do for a Mishkan, in future generations you have to have somebody like me. Who is someone like me? We've already said a couple of times that Moshe Rabbeinu is considered to be Bimkoin Sanhedrin Gedoyla. He's the 71. Oh, so for junior generations, you want to know the Mara, how the Beis HaMikdash should look and how it should be built, and the structure and all the rest, that you have to go and ask the Sanhedrin. Masav Rava, Kolakim Shosam Moshe Mishichosam Mikad Shon, Mikan Ve'ilach HaVidosam Mikan Choson. We just said now in this Braisa, all the kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu, how did they become klei kodesh in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, the shichas and the kachim, right? They were Moshe with the Shem and the Mishka, like it says in the Torah. Mikan ve'elech, in future generations, times of the Beis HaMikdash, you didn't need the Shem and the Mishka, avidasa mechan chasen, it's like on the job training, that once you put it into the avoida, the first day that you're going to use this sakin to go and shech the carbon, first day that can you use this particular kli to go and be makabel the dam, that will give him the kedusha avodasa mechan chasen. Thank you, my. Why is that? Name mechin tasu l'dayu sabayim. Let's go back to that pasuk. The pasuk says kachol shani ma oischa eis tavnis hamishkan, and then the aleph adds the eis tavnis kol kelov, the kelim that were used in the mishkan. Mechin tasu. L'dayis. So just like when we're talking about whether you're expanding Yerushalayim or the Azaris or the Beis HaMikdash, it's all based on this pasuk. V'chein ta'asu, just like now I am b'b'china 71. You have to ask the Senate of 71. So the Gabi, the Kalim, just like now, how do they get their Kedusha? Through the Mashiach. Say v'chein ta'asu l'dayis, that the Mashiach should be machanech them.
But still we don't know what the dimensions would be. You're taking the cues from the Sanhedrin, how to create it, how to build it, and then you anoint it. It's not where do you get the Ishmael and the form of this extension.
Are you talking about the Kalim now, or are you talking about the building, the structure of the Beis HaMikdash and the Azar?
The borders, zoning.
That was the Mishnah, and that's right. What we talked about initially.
Yeah.
And the Pasuk says, I, Moshe Rabbeinu. The Pasuk, by the way, doesn't talk about Yerushalayim. It only talks about the Mishkan.
Okay, so that's Moshe.
One second. So we go from Mishkan to Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
Azar is a part of the Beis HaMikdash. Cool. What happens if the Kehanim decide the Beis HaMikdash is too small, Klal Yisrael Kanayin Har has expanded beyond belief, and we need more room in the Beis HaMikdash? It's just, it's getting... I know it says in the Pasuk that... Yeah, but that's on Yom Kippur. Throughout the year, you got to give them more room to breathe. You have to give room for the animals.
Erev Pesach,
exactly. So what happens if they want to be Moisef Alu HaZorois? So just like in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, when I am showing you the Tavlis HaMishkan, which means a physical structure of the Mishkan, I am showing it to you what you got to do. And future generations, when they're going to decide on the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, you have to ask at that time the 71. Not only at the initial inception when they build the Beis HaMikdash in times of David and Shlomo HaMelech, but if in subsequent years they decide to expand it, you again have to go and ask the Ani Kechol Shenimar Oischa. Not me, Moshe Rabbeinu, I won't be alive at that time, but you'll ask the Sanhedrin, and they will tell you. Says, okay, I'm very happy with that, that's beautiful. But let me ask you another question. It says in the Pasuk that you just quoted, and what does the Aleph add? The missing words in the Pasuk, just like we are showing you, we are working with all of these new Kalim, that's what you should do for the future, the Dirty Sabbat. Ah, if everything in the future is based on what we're doing now, how did the clay Kodesh become Kodesh? After all, it wasn't built Kodesh. It was built like a regular, normal keli. Maybe they taka said, Nina Mukhanam Zuman and Yirotza. Could be. But that doesn't go and imbue it with Kedusha. What does imbue it with Kedusha? The Mashiach that you anointed it with the oil. So maybe, V'chein Ta'asu, L'doyra Sabroim, that you also have to do the Mashiach in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, just like they did in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why does the Braisa say, Mikan Ve'elech Avaydasim Mechan Chosam V'amai Neymar, just like you said, by the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. V'chein Ta'asu, we're going to mimic what happens in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. We're going to ask the Sanhedrin. So why don't you say the same thing L'gabei Tamim Mechanech L'Kalim? Go and be moishach them. Says the Gemara, you're right. I'll be swore what you're saying is correct. But I have another pasuk that supersedes. Shani hosan yamakra v'yimshachem v'yakadish oisam. Here we're talking again in times of Moshe Rabbeinu. We were moishach the clay kodesh in the Mishkan v'yakadish oisam them. What is them? Oisam mishicha v'ledoyres mishicha. Only them. They had the mishicha. Future generation did not have mishicha. Great
they just took it out of the, unwrapped it, and took it, and to say we're here, all of a sudden, we're using it for the first time, and therefore it's going to be, have the Kedusha.
Exactly.
So no Me'ilah, if you used it before, was actually using the Beis HaMikdash, you were not Chayiv in Me'ilah.
The first time that you use it, now it's imbued with Kedusha.
And now it's Issa Me'ilah.
Good. Great. Va'ima Uysam b'Mashicha, Ula Doiros, I b'Mashicha, I b'Avoida. Since we have this pasuk that says v'chein tasu, and then we have the other pasuk which says oisam. Maybe oisam means it's a one generation thing. This is the only option, mashiach, nothing more, nothing less. However, in future generations, maybe you can do oderazoi. You can do either mashiach or avoid. Amra papa makra. You know how I know avoid by the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash? Because it says asher yishor suvam ba'kodesh. Hakos of Tolon b'Sheiros. You know how they get the Kedusha? Through the Sheiros, through the Avoid. Oh, Frank Timorah. So now I no longer need the Pasuk of Yim Shechem Ve'ikadish Oysam. I can learn from this Pasuk. As Yishal Zavam B'Kodesh, all future Kalim that you use in the Beis HaMikdash will be B'Sheiros to Shia Sharsim. So to my Ella Oysam Lamali. Yilav Oysam Hava Min L'Doyos B'Sheicha. Uva Avoid. Maybe you have to have both. just like the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was Mashiach. V'chein tasu l'doyrus, you have to have Mashiach. And actually, shows him makodesh, you have to have a void of both. Toksi v'chein tasu. Kosach mana oisam. Oisam Mashiach. V'lo l'doyrus Mashiach. It was only a one-time thing, Mashiach's kelim in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. And all the future years, actually, shows him makodesh, the sheiris is mechayivim, is makdish them. Avoidosim mechanchos. And then it says right in the Mishnah, the Ein Uisin Sanhedrois. We're talking about the Sanhedrin of 23 for each one of the individual cities in Klal Yisrael. Who was the one that authorized these 23? Says the Mishnah, the 71, the Sanhedrin. So anytime you wanted to establish a brand new Bezin of 23, the whole Eretz Yisrael, the Sanhedrin had to approve it. Minol, where do you take this from? Oh, can we ask from Moshe? Doki Sanhedrois. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that appointed the whole court system from beginning to end. Like we said before, Moshe Rabbeinu had the status like Shem Yachad, so therefore, future years you want to establish courts, you have to have the blessing of the Senate.
When Yeshua instructed him, though, he didn't instruct him in 23. He said, you have 10s and 50s, etc.
Yeah, yeah.
His 23 structure is
it's not the same befeirish in the Pasuk. Okay. But the Gemara is assuming that it includes all.
Okay.
And just to remind you, at the very end of the Mishnah, we said, what is the smallest city that would require a Sanhedrin of 23? Correct. And what is one Mandiyah Mahot?
230.
Why 230?
Because
Keneged.
Oh, thank you.
Keneged Sarei.
Asaris.
And who's the one that suggested? Sorry, Chamishim. Sorry,
Meir. Yisro.
That was Yisro. And then Moshe Rabbeinu Taka Institute.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Sorry, I love this. Sorry, Meir. Sorry, Chamishim. Sorry, Asaris. So, according to the other man, the Yama, it's just based on the Masoida, that all the courts included 23. According to this man, the Yama, it's directly on point. That's the no problem. Tanuban. Okay. Menayin Shema Mid and Shoyf from Israel. Now, the Gemara is going to darshan the Pasuk, the very first Pasuk, second Pasuk in Parash Shoftim, and we're going to darshan many of the words in that Pasuk. So, if you have in the Torah Ora Shalom over here, we're going to look up number Ches or number 8. It says, Shoiftim v'shoitrim, titim l'cho b'chol shirechen. All of your she'orim, asher l'kishim l'kecha, noisin l'cho, lishvatecha, for your shvatim, v'shoftos am mishvatek. So the Gemara is going to focus on, number one, shoiftim, number two, shoitrim, number three, titim l'cho, number four, she'orecha, and then lishvatecha. You'll see a lot of the Gemara is somewhat repetitious, but you'll see why we go through every one of those words. Says you want turn about first wide line. How do you know that there's a mitzvah to go and set up a court system and have a dayanim? Tam b'loimer shoyf the titan. We left out the shoytim. Shoyftim the shoytim titan. Titan, you have to go and establish and authorize and put together shoyftim, rabbinical tribunals dayan. How do you know shoytim Yisrael? Now the shoytim over here doesn't mean policeman. We're now in Eretz Yisrael, Mishtaran, a shoter, we say is a policeman. Here, shoterim really means the court marshals, the court sheriff, the enforcer. If the court says you have to give that guy malchus, the shoter takes care of that. If you have to have someone come to him, it's mizum. Exactly. See, he's a court officer. Shoterim here really means a court officer that implements and enforces what the judge said. How do I know that you have to have such shoterim? I mean, I'm talking about shoterim titan lecha. Shoterim titan lecha. Shoyftim l'chol shevet v'shevet minay. How do you know that every shevet has to have its own court? Tamalaymer, shoyftim lishvatecha, for your shevet. Shoyftim l'chol shevet v'shevet minay. How do you know that every court for every shevet has to have shoyftim? Titzin l'chol, shoyftim lishvatecha. All the same passage. Shoyftim l'chol ir v'ir minay. How do you know that every city has to have shoyftim? Tamalaymer, shoyftim v'shoyftim, etc. Lisharecha. Lisharecha means lisharim of the gates of your city, so every city has to have shoyftim. Shoyftim l'chol ir v'ir minayin. How do you know? Tamalaim v'shoyftim l'sherech. So it's all one and the same. By the way, you mentioned before that you can have one city that has two shvatim, and that's the small toises next to our Gemara parallel. Shoyftim l'chol shevet v'shevet, and yesh be'ir achas mideis shvatim oisim beis sanhedrois. If you have one city, for instance, we said Yerushalayim is partially Binyamin, partially Yehuda, so you'd have to have two Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin of 23 for Binyamin, 23 for Yehuda. What happens if you're a Binyaminite? Can you go to the Yehuda court? And if you're Yehuda, can you go to the Binyamin court? So the Gemara addresses that now. Reb Yehuda, what's actually next line? Yehuda Omer Echad Mamuna Al Kulan. That after you set up the courts, don't think, okay, just let them do their thing. There has to be one person in charge of all the general administrator of the whole court system of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, it says, Titan Lecha, Lecha is the Lashon Yachid, and therefore one person has to be in charge of everything. So presumably, each one of the courts has to go and file reports on an annual basis, a quarterly basis, whatever, with that memuna to make sure that everything is working
smoothly. And when there is a mixed judgment, what happens there?
When what's a mixed judgment? How do you mixed judgment?
A Binyamin against a Yehuda.
What do you do then?
You have a mixed
where's jurisdiction?
That's a good question. Maybe we'll have it.
They have to go to the court.
Question is which court?
Right.
Is Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer? We says in the Pasuk, what the Pasuk is coming to tell you now, not on the judges, but now it's talking about the Yidden and Klal Yisrael. Mitzvah b'shevet l'adun es shivtoy. Says Rashi, about six lines from the bottom. You stay with your shevet, don't mix shvatim. No forum shopping. You're a Binyaminite, go to Binyamin Ben. You're a Yudite, a Judean, you go to the Yehuda Bezin. So where does it say that in the Pasuk? Just as b'shvatech. So when I was learning yesterday with Reb Chiya Arye, one of the Choshem Yingalite in the Koil, he said that Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Dvarim says vidu'im l'shifteichem. Says Rashi vidu'im means that the shevet, the yonim of each shevet know their b'nei shevet. They recognize either they know them personally, or at least they know their cultures, their families, their ideas, etc. So they will have a good idea even before they sit down as shoiftim, who the good guys are, who the bad guys are, who you have to suspect, and who you have to know. So they vidu'im that they have a prior knowledge about people in their shevet as to how they react to these types of events. This cannot be chasrum. It can't be that. I'm sure. Throw the books at him. You still have to base all your decisions based on the evidence in the courtroom, for sure. But nevertheless, at least you have this background so to have a better understanding of your shevet and of your people. So that's why it makes sense that the Binyaminite should go to his best. Right, vein oisin ir hanidachas. What means Enoisin Yerdachas? Again, we said, unless you have a Bezin of 71. And now we just quote, like we said on the Amid Aleph, or Pechiva Yosef, Amr, Oishin Yomakra, Voitesis Isha Huis, Isha Ahi, El Shiorecha. That if you have one individual that did avoid his Zara, take him to your Shar, which means go and take to your Bezin of the 23. Ish, the Isha the Moitz Shirecha. If you have the Moitz Kolar Ir, if you have a Gans Yanidachas, you don't bring it to the Shirecha, it means your local Bezin.
They're not Gabe Dover. If it's their city, I mean, if it's their city, then it's they're colluding.
Anyway, but the bottom line
is they're also being judged.
I hear you loud and clear. Anyway, bottom line is don't go to them. You got to go to the Bezin of 71, and maybe that's Taka Reb Shimon Doyish Tamid Akron. Maybe Taka the reason is like you're saying.
Right.
It wouldn't make sense. Good. Ain Oisin Eretz Yisrael. It says in the Mishnah Bisfar. Bisfar means a border city, which is on the next to the border. Why not my time? Well, because it says Mikir Becha. What does it say? Mikirbecha. See, I'm number two. Yotzu anoshim and ebliyal mikirbecha. Vayadichus yoshim iram leim v'nechum and avdel himachem. Ah, so that mikirbecha means in the middle of the country, not on the side of the country. What's the reason why? Hagemar doesn't give a reason.
It's obvious.
Well, Gemara is going to give a reason at the bottom of the Yomit. We're going to get to it shortly. Maitam mikirbecha. Maramana v'leim in asvar, not on the side. It's got to be smack in the middle of the country. V'loi sholesh. It says in the Mishnah that the Sanhedrin cannot make three irani dachasin. How do I know? Tichsiv, because it says in the pasuk achas. Where did it say achas? The same pasuk we just quoted. Kisishma bi achas arecha. Shasham lekecha noisin lechosh shabbos neymar. Yotzah noshim liyal bi kebecha, etc. Kisishma bi achas arecha. Achas means one irani dachas. Avol. So that's why you can't make three. Tichsiv achas. Avol oisin achas oishtaim. How do I know shtayim? Tchsiv, because it says achas orecha. Orecha is the lashon rabim. It doesn't say achas min orecha, achas me orecha, achas orecha. So you can make either one or two, but not three.
What's the context of the area?
Whether one, two, or three?
Yeah.
Are we going to see in the Brisa?
Okay.
Turn it about. Achas v'leisholish. Atoim achas v'leisholish. Eina ela achas v'leishtayim. Kishoim orecha arishtayim omer. Hamani mekayim achas v'leisholish. One, a bezin can go, we say a bezin, a Sanhedrin can go and make one irni dachas, but not three. Can make one or two. Let's see the context. So now we have two ravs. Zimnan amar rav, the bezin echad, who the enois?
Right.
Habishnaim ushloisha bati dinim oisin. What does that mean? That one Sanhedrin can only make one irni dachas. If they want to make a second irni dachas, they cannot. They're not authorized. who is authorized? A second bezin. What do you mean a second bezin? It's only one Sanhedrin.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So Rashi asks this kasha. So Rashi says you're going to have to wait until the entire Sanhedrin pass away.
Not even Rov, but the entire one?
Rashi doesn't address that specifically, but that's what it sounds like. Look at the last Rashi, the five final lines on the left-hand margin. The bezin echad. Kozman, she Sanhedrin, zu, kaima. They can only make one. Avomesu elu v'nismano achedim oisin v'nismano achedim. You have a brand new Sanhedrin oisin. Since Rashi doesn't distinguish between 1 and 20 and roiv and kula, it sounds like
the entire
bezin has passed away. In other words, from year 1800 to 1850, one Sanhedrin was in charge. By 1850, all the 71 judges had passed away. Now at 1850, you have a brand new bezin. They can now make a new Ir Nidachas from 1850 to 1900. If they all pass away, then now after 1900,
their replacements can also
only two Bati Dinim, because you only make two Ir Nidachas and all together. You can never make three.
In all history, maxed out.
That's exactly. So you're going to see this in a moment. Zokti Mor. So those are the two Zimnans. Zimnum Rav Bezin Echad Hu De'Ein Oisin. Habishnayim Shloishim Bati Dinim Oisin. That if you had two or three, you would be able to make a second and a third. However, Zimnum Rav. 1850 to 1950, etc. Maximum two in history. You can never have three. Even three bazundra, separate Sanhedrin.
Over centuries, doesn't matter.
Over millennia. But that's the two zimnans. So the first zimna, Omer Rav, says one Sanhedrin can make one or two, but it cannot make three. That's one Sanhedrin. So now the new Sanhedrin that's born and that takes over 50 years later, they can. They can make one or two, but not more. The second Rav says, no, even if you're talking about 2, 3, 5, 20 Bati Dinim over history, Sanhedrins, no, you can only make maximum one or two, you can never make three. Frankly, when my time with the Rav, where does Rav take this one? Bisham Karcha. Karcha means, since, as you said before, that any Ir Nidachas Bahisa Tel Oilam Lo Yibane Oid, you're not allowed to rebuild an Ir Nidachas. It has to remain a tel, just a mound of destruction forever and ever. Oh, so that means Chas Hashem Klal Yisrael is going to become karcha. It's going to have bald spots all over, in the right, and the left, and the north, and the south.
Right next to Gaza now, we see these towns that were destroyed in the beginning of the war.
Exactly.
They're korbanos.
Exactly. That's what we say about this 2 and 3 business. That's only if you're talking at one place in Eretz Yisrael. What means 2 or 3 places? This is Rashi. We've already had the Gemara before that there are 3 regions in Eretz Yisrael. One is the Galil, one is Yehuda, one is Eber HaYarden. So Reish Lakish says, in one region, like in Yehuda, you can't have 3. However, you could have in Yehuda 1. You can have an Ir Nidachas in Galil, and you can have an Ir Nidachas in Eber Yarden, even though we're having 3. That's not a problem. It's just in one Mokayim, you can't have 3. But you spread them out. If you Yechonomer, Ein Oisim Mishum, Ein Oisim. No, even in 3 Mokayimis, maximum in Gans Eretz Yisrael, including Yehuda, Galil, and Eber Yarden, maximum in history, you can have 2, never more than that. Why? Mishum Karchem, because I'm worried about these bald spots here, there, and everywhere. So even in 1, in Shloisha Mokayimis, maximum only 1 or 2. I'll bring you right to Rabbi Yechonon. Tani was Rabbi Yechonon. Ein oisin shalosh arayish. A yoris minu dochis. Yoris minu dochis is the plural of Ir Nidachas. You don't make 3 varieties as well. Av oisin shtaim. 2 you can. Ki goin achas b'yuda. Vi achas b'golu. Yeah. Av ushtaim b'yuda. Ushtaim b'golu. Ein oisin. To have 2 in one place. In either Yehuda or in Golu. Metunish, you cannot do that. Oh, smuchel esvar. If it's close to the border, fill achas ein oisin. Okay, so now what do I see from this brisa? So the brisa says that you cannot go and make sholosh yoris. You can make 2. Where can you make 2? 1 Yehuda and 1 Gol. But you cannot go and make 2 in Yehuda and 2 in Gol. Ah, so therefore 1 in Yehuda and 1 Gol is okay. What about making 3? No, 3 you cannot do at all. Ain't no sholosh yoris, period. 3 you can never do. You can make 2, and the 2 have to be spread out. 1 Yehuda and Gol. But that's not like Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish says that if it's Sholish Mekoimais, then you could have 3. You have 1 in Eber Yarden, and 1 in Galil, and 1 in Yehuda. Says Rabbi Yechonon, no. Maximum 2 for all 3 regions. That's what it says in the Brisa. You never make 3. Period. End of discussion. But you can make two. One Yehuda, one Gola. Yardos Yah. But can you make three, one Yehuda, one Gola, in every other? Chas v'shalom. No, you never can make three anyway. It's the Charayit Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rish Lakish. But now the Gemara says you can't make besvar. My time, what's the reason why? Shem Yishmu Nachem Yechri B'Sarit Yisrael. If the enemies who are on the other side of the border are going to see that there is a border city which is totally desolate, there's not one person there because we came in Irni Dachas
and it's all rebuilt.
And can't be rebuilt. So what are they going to do? They're going to go and move in, and then they're going to go from there, they use it as a base to go and attack other cities in Eretz Yisrael. Frank Timur, what do you have to give a reason for? But typically, didn't we say before? It's a achas horecha bikibacha. We said bikibacha. So Ibazoi, since it's a bikibacha, that was the drush that we had about 10 lines ago. So what are you telling me about Tzvoris and Shem Yishu Nachem? The bikibacha merachman of Leimin Tzvor, after the Marib Shemini, the Dorish time of the Krah. You're right, the Iker is a drush because it said the Pasimi, kibacha. If you're wondering, is this Exeter Sakasim, what's the reason for it? Very simple reason. Because of Shem Yishma and Nachrim, Yachriv is Eretz Yisrael, Chas V'Sholem. We should have Yeshua and Eretz Yisrael.
Amen.
Have a wonderful day. And on behalf of all those gathered here, even those that are not, Mazel Tov to Barry.